Dave Gahan, formerly of Basildon, now of Manhattan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And you're quite a contrast there, by the way. Basildon, Manhattan.
I know, but I'm trying to pin down your voice because you're not Basildon anymore. But you're not
No, I try my best when I'm in England. In fact, when I'm around my brothers long enough, it changes. And
I'll become Essex.
Exactly. I'll call my daughter in New York, and she'd be like, "Dad, what's going on? Like, I can't understand you." Because I'm like, because that's basically Essex.
So at what point did you up stakes and leave sunny Basildon?
I left the UK and moved to California at the end of the 80s, right? Maybe 89. And I stayed in California till about 96. And mm-hmm. then I moved to New York.
Why'd you do that?
Well, once I'd been to California, to be honest, there wasn't really a toss-up. It was like, you know, I mean, California's kind of like the south of France.
California, Basildon,
without the language.
Basildon's a really nice place, actually.
Yeah, it was beautiful there. And, you know, I actually spent a few years there that were really nice.
So you popped into the UK. You're doing O2.
Two nights.
Tomorrow night and the next night.
That's correct.
Sold solid. And then you're back in about, I don't know, a couple of months' time, whatever, right?
That's right. We're coming back again. I think actually in the new year we added another show, but we're off on it.
This is an epic tour, David.
Yes, it is indeed.
Why are you doing this? You're a very wealthy man. You don't need this.
That's a very good
question.
Why are
you doing this? You're just making others around you fabulously wealthy people as well.
That is true, and I'm very grateful for that. But, you know, it really, to be honest, I do really still enjoy performing. Hmm. I don't enjoy all the rest of it that goes with it, to be honest.
Well, like promotion.
Who would? No, traveling.
Talking to people on the radio and stuff like that.
You know, that's actually quite easy. I do quite enjoy that. But the traveling and being away from the wife and the kids. Again, you know, it's like it's toughest on them, to be honest. You know, I have my routine and I have my day planned, and it comes under the door every day, you know, on a piece of paper. And I it's all about, for me, going on stage and putting on the best performance I can for those couple.
You just come from Bratislava?
Bratislava, yeah.
How was Bratislava?
Cold. But a fantastic show. I mean, it's kind of amazing what happens at Depeche Mode shows. That's what it's all about, really, Chris. I mean, it's like, yes, you know, I get paid an awful lot of money to be, you know, basically, I've always said I'm an overpaid stripper on stage. You know, I get to prance around and sing some songs.
Are you a sex symbol?
Am I a sex symbol?
Yeah.
I probably am to some people, yeah, I should imagine, and especially, hopefully, my wife still.
do you know what I mean? Some guys have said, oh, God, I love him.
Look, I come from...
Well, I remember Genesis talking to me once about stuff, and they said we just didn't have girls at our concerts for years.
Oh, no, we still have girls.
And now you do.
We have girls. And, look, I come from the school of, like, when I was young, when I was 10 years old, and the Rolling Stones came on TV... And I started prancing around and dancing, singing, and my family started clapping. I realised there was something in that. You know, really, that's the school that I come from. I still look up to those guys.
You were a big Bowie fan, weren't you?
And Bowie. And when Bowie came along, everything changed for me. That was right, perfectly, 13, 14, you know, going through that I hate you, I hate everybody thing. And Bowie was my escape.
Yeah, he's so cool.
I mean, it was, you know,
I'm not being rude. He's the nicest person I've ever interviewed, with obviously your exception. But you know what I mean? He's the nicest guy.
Well, funny
he's
enough,
so unstarry and laid back.
I got to meet David Bowie for the first time only a few years ago. He did a concert in New York where he was just performing all of Low.
Yeah.
The album Low, and he did a couple of other numbers at the end, but basically from start to finish, it was amazing. And halfway through the show, his press guy, who's also was our press guy, Mitch Snyder, came up and said, "You know, David wants to meet you after the show." And I looked at my wife and I said, "David who?"
David who?
I did. I said, "David who?"
It's a Bowie concert,
and I literally kind of froze. So what should I do? So he said, "No, you've got to come back." I went backstage and I sat there patiently waiting. And then finally, there was a bunch of people there. And finally, Imal and his wife came out. She was really nice. She went straight to my wife and she was, you know, kind of ignored me and went straight and with the nice thing and made my wife feel comfortable. And then Bowie came out and he just looked straight at me and he went, I know you. You know, and it broke the ice, yeah. And, you know, we had a little chat.
Doesn't he live around the corner from you now in New York?
It's very
kids go to the same school or something, don't they?
Well, that's another thing that happens. I often see him, and we give each other a little nod and might say a few words, but... Mm. After all these years, there he is, standing outside school with me, waiting for the kids.
That's great, though, isn't it? Yeah. Rock gods waiting for their kids. Yeah. But it's... I think it's nice that you can have normality.
Well, you know, you have to. And that is something also that you learn.
You know, you sold 100 million albums, right. Whatever. They don't really expect you to do the school run, but somebody's got to.
Well, I honestly enjoy that. Mm. And I'm able now. It's taken me years and years and years, but I can jump in and jump out. It's like the music to me is still... like really important when we're making it, and it's you know, it's got to be right. The performances have got to be right, but at the same time, I actually have a life outside of that. There were times during this stuff where it was 100% in. I did not know anything outside of it, and that was fun for a while, and then it gets a bit scary.
Is it true that you sort of rediscovered a lot about your own life when you became very ill, dangerously ill, in 2009?
Yeah.
With the cancer scare?
Yeah, I think, that's changed a lot for me.
You know what, it does for a lot of blokes, a lot of people.
Yeah, I think out of everything over the years, that was the real reality check of, I have a really amazing life and I want it to keep going,
yeah.
you know, and I sat with my wife in New York. We had to delay a bunch of. We were on the road. It was right at the beginning of a tour, and I went home and went into hospital and had surgery and all that stuff. And a couple of weeks later, we were sitting in a little cafe in New York. It was May. It was beautiful in New York, and I thought this is the greatest thing right now.
I want this.
So I want this, and I think that's enabled me to really shift quite a lot. I turned 51 this year, just turned 51.
God, you're in good nick, boy.
I'm doing all right.
You look good.
All right,
you
yeah.
Nothing done? No,
not yet. No nips and tucks.
So, the new single off the album, Delta Machine, the new single is Soothe My Soul. You're back in London tomorrow night and the next night at the O2.
That's then you're correct.
Where's next?
We're going off to Munich to play. Friday we go off to Munich to play some big football stadium. We're going real open air now. It's getting warmer.
They're quite good at football, the Germans, aren't they? They seem to be quite good at
it. They seem to be pretty good at it, yeah.
Fantastic,
yeah.
Yeah. Dave Gahan, you're a very nice man.
Thank you very much.
Depeche Mode, the new single, Soothe My Soul. Radio 2 on a Monday afternoon.